Trinadvi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinam Harinam Harinamai Vikavalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Harinama 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 Evakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Krishna Book, as given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Chapters 80 and 81. This is the story of Sudama the Brahmana. King Parikshit was hearing the narrations of the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram from Shukadeva Goswami. These pastimes are all transcendentally pleasurable to hear. And Maharaj Parikshit addressed Shukadeva Goswami as follows. My dear Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the bestower of both liberation and love of God simultaneously. Anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord automatically attains liberation without having to make a separate attempt. Because the Lord is unlimited, His pastimes and activities for creating, maintaining, and destroying the whole cosmic manifestation are also unlimited. I therefore wish to hear about other pastimes of His which you may not have described as yet. My dear Master, the conditioned souls within this material world are frustrated by searching out the pleasure of happiness derived from sense gratification. Such desires for material enjoyment are always piercing the hearts of conditioned souls. But I am actually experiencing how the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna's pastimes can relieve one from being affected by such material activities of sense gratification. I think that no intelligent person can reject this method of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord again and again. Simply by hearing, one can remain always steeped in transcendental pleasure. Thus, one will not be attracted by material sense gratification. In this statement, Maharaj Parikshit has used two important words, Vishana and Visheshagya. Vishana means morose. Materialistic people invent many ways and means to become fully satisfied, but actually they remain morose. The point may be raised that sometimes transcendentalists also remain morose. Parikshit Maharaj, however, has used the word Visheshagya. There are two kinds of transcendentalists, namely the impersonalists and the personalists. Visheshagya refers to the personalists who are interested in transcendental variegatedness. the devotees become jubilant by hearing the descriptions of the personal activities of the Supreme Lord, whereas the impersonalists, who are actually more attracted by the impersonal feature of the Lord, are only superficially attracted by the Lord's personal activities. As such, in spite of coming in contact with the pastimes of the Lord, the impersonalists do not fully realize the benefit to be derived, and thus they become just as morose as the materialists do in pursuing their fruitive activities. King Parikshit continued, "The ability to talk can be perfected only by describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The ability to work with one's hands can be successful only when one engages him or herself in the service of the Lord with those hands. Similarly, one's mind can be peaceful only when one simply thinks of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. This does not mean that one has to have very great thinking power. One has to understand simply that Krishna, the Absolute Truth, is all-pervasive by His localized aspect of Paramatma. If one can simply think that Krishna as Paramatma is everywhere, even within the atom, then one can perfect the thinking, feeling, and willing functions of his mind. The perfect devotee does not see the material world as it appears to material eyes, for he sees everywhere the presence of his or her worshipable Lord in his Paramatma feature." Maharaj Parikshit continued by saying that the function of the ear can be perfected simply by engagement in hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, and the function of the head can be fully utilized when the head is engaged in bowing down before the Lord and His representative. That the Lord is represented in everyone's heart is a fact, and therefore the highly advanced devotee offers his or her respects to every living entity, considering that the body is the temple of the Lord. But it is not possible for all men to come to that stage of life immediately, because that stage is for the first-class devotee. The second-class devotee can consider the Vaishnavas, or the devotees of the Lord, to be representatives of Krishna, and the devotee who is just beginning, the neophyte or third-class devotee, can bow his head before the deity in the temple and before the spiritual master, who is the direct manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in the neophyte stage, in the intermediate stage, or in the fully advanced, perfected stage, One can make the function of the head perfect by bowing down before the Lord or his representative. Similarly, one can perfect the function of the eyes by seeing the Lord and his representative. In this way, everyone can elevate the functions of the different parts of his body to the highest perfectional stage simply by engaging them in the service of the Lord or his representative. If one is able to do nothing more, he or she can simply bow down before the Lord and his representative and drink the Charanamrita, the water which has washed the lotus feet of the Lord or his devotee. On hearing these statements of Maharaja Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami was overwhelmed with devotional ecstasy because of King Parikshit's advanced understanding of the Vaishnava philosophy. Shukadeva Goswami was already engaged in describing the activities of the Lord, and when asked by Maharaj Parikshit to describe them further, he continued to narrate Srimad Bhagavatam with great pleasure.